This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Simen Pei Gimel, Seif Beis. Simen Pei Gimel, Seif Beis. His minoy lebeis hakisei. If let's say you designate something as a bathroom, v'adayin lo nishtamish man, you didn't use it yet, mutar likrois kenegdoi, you could say Shema opposite it, avaloi b'soichai, but not in it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'adayin loy. If you use it even one time, then it has the status of an old beis hakisei for all halachais, since you designated it and you used it. If you did not designate it, you just happen to designate it. By the way, this is from this week's parsha. You just went there bekeri. You didn't do it bekvias. You went there bemikra. So then the halacha is v'achar kach pinu mimenu hatzayin. You remove the tzaya. V'gam ein boi reachra. There's no bad smell. Nirali de ein olav shem beis hakisei klal. Does not have a shem beis hakisei. Umutar afilo besoichai. It's mutar even in it. V'chein matzasi besefer yivasar toiv. Likewise, this is what I found in the sefer yivasar toiv. V'ayin beber halacha. So basically, beis hakisei is like dvarim shebe kedusha, where we say hazmana lav molsahi. It's not enough to designate it. It doesn't help if you designate it. However, nevertheless, if you use it even one time, it has a full-fledged din of a beis hakisei, again, combined with the hazmana. But if there was not hazmana, and you only used it b'mikra, so it's very interesting. If you were mazmin it, and let's say you used it b'mikra, then it's a full-fledged beis hakisei. If there wasn't hazmana, and you used it one time b'mikra, so in other words, b'mikra is only a mitigating factor without hazmana. With hazmana, it doesn't matter that you did it. You used it b'mikra. Now, what if somebody stole and he made a beis hakisei in his friend's property? The Chazon Ish says it's considered graf shel ra'i. You can't read opposite it, but it's not usher within the mechitzais. It's enough just to cover it. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Zayin Likrois. It's usher to read. It's mutter likrois va'afilu b'toich dalet amoisav, even within dalet amois. V'yesh machmir mazeh, there are those who are machmir. So again, if you designate it and you didn't use it, you could read opposite it, even in the Da'at Amos, and some say not. Some say not in the Da'at Amos. The Chazon Ish is machriya like the Shita, not in the Da'at Amos. Okay. Kenegdoi, the Kaimelon, Hazman, Allah, Milsi, Kid Elbasimin, Membeis, Sif Gimel, Ayin, Shem, Kamakam, Asoichai, Asr, Mejabanan, in it, even though all you had was Hazman, Asr, Mejabanan, Havale, Bizan, Gadol, Kirishma, Latfila, it's a great disgrace for Shema and for davening, b'afilu b'di'eved, imkara, v'esval b'soich lo yasa, even b'di'eved, if you read and you davened in it, you're not yoytze. Loi b'soichai.
If it's Shema Nesrei, it's Rabbanan, though.
Shema Nesrei also, even though it's Rabbanan. But you're oimei l'fnei ha-melech, so it's considered a b'zayon, and therefore lo yasa. Loi b'soichai. Not in it. If that place does not have partitions, then if that place is without mechitzais, only the place that you designated is aser. Then the whole area within the mechitzais will be aser. But from the outside, mutter b'samachlai, it's usher in what's next to it. Kasav haber hetev. Meaning, what's next to the mechitzais? The berhetev writes, the laharher b'divrei Torah, mutter b'tach beis hakisei achadash, kishadayin loy nishtamish bay. You're allowed to think in learning in a beis hakisei if it wasn't used yet. Now, this is very interesting. We're talking about a beis hakisei that was hizmin. This is, by the way, this is very common. You know, you have a brand new building, and you're giving a tour, you're giving a grand tour to all your big donors, and as you're doing it, you're saying Divrei Torah. Can you bring them into the new bathroom? In many places, the bathroom is the most valuable and expensive part of the entire building. So, Dibur, it sounds like this. Loi b'soicha, it's usher to speak in it, but hirher would be mutter. Why is hirher mutter? Why is hirher mutter? We say, v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Why is hirher mutter? Normally, hirher divrei Torah b'makayim tzaya, is that iser d'oraisa or iser d'rabanan? It says lo yira b'cha ervas davar dibur asur hirher mutter, but v'haya machanecha kadosh. What's the din of hirher in makayim tzaya? Is that an iser d'oraisa or an iser d'rabanan? What did we come out about that? But it does include her. The answer is it's Dairaisa. Her is Dairaisa. How do I know? The Bir Halacha said earlier in Siman Ayin Tes, "Kimloy Einav Asur Afilu Beherher Midrabanan." According to the Rosh, who says, "V'haya Machanecha Kadosh," as long as you could see it, Kol Toich Arba Amos Chaniyah Shel Adam Hu. So remember, we had Machlokes the Rosh and the Rashba. The Raja says Layira b'Chervas Davar is going on Saya, and the Rosh holds Layira is only going on Erva, and but Saya there's only an Isser Machanecha Kadosh, because Kamloi Einav Kol Sharaya Oisa is b'Chlal Chaniya, and he says Kamloi Einav Asur Af Behir Mejavan Oy Midar Raisa. The Isser here is an Isser Dairaisa. Okay? V'hoya machanecha kadosh. You hear this? To think and learning is Isser Dairaisa. To listen to this shir in the bathroom is an Isser Dairaisa. For sure. Could be it's even Dibor. Could be we say Shemeh Ka'ina. Pashtos, you're not going to say. The Shulchan Aruch Harav learns that when you learn with somebody, the Kiyam mitzvah of Talmud Torah is through Shemea Ka'ina. The Shita of Shulchan Aruch Harav is your only Mekai in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you say the words. If you learn without saying the words, Shulchan Aruch Harav says you're not Yotzei in the Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman argues. Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's an independent Kiyum of Limud HaTorah. However, the Isser Hirur would be Midairaisa. So why over here do we say in a new bathroom the Isser is, it's permitted? The answer is because we're lenient. In a new bathroom, Bechlal, the Isser of saying Divrei Torah is only Midrabanan. The Rabbanan were only Machmir on Dibur. They weren't Machmir on Hirher. But that doesn't mean that Hirher is really more lenient in general than Dibur. Okay. Weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. The builders that are building a bathroom, they can't make any bracha there within the walls, even before they build the mechitzas. Once the place is marked, the place is designated as a bathroom. So you hear this, you're building a bathroom. Right now, it's nothing. It's just brick and mortar. In that area, the halacha is you cannot make a bracha, because even though hazmana lav nosa, but it's considered a bizayon gadol to make a bracha there.
What is it? Is it airspace on the footprints? Like, what exactly makes this a bathroom?
Kivan shehorsham lohem hamakim. Yeah, it sounds like exactly. Once the plans are made and...
Not the plans. In the air, plans on the ground.
Yeah, well, what does that mean, plans on the ground?
Well, stone walls, he said. But what does that mean? You made a mark on the ground. What did you make a mark on the ground?
Once you start building it.
Yeah, it's not the plans.
Once you start building that place, it's considered that that makom is designated for a beis hakisei. Siv Gimel, Amar Bayis Ze Yehila Beis Hakisei. If let's say somebody says this house should be a bathroom, V'Amar Abayis Acher V'Gam Ze Dinam Shava. Even though you didn't say the words Bayis Ze Yehila Beis Hakisei, you just said V'Gam Ze, it has the same din. V'Im Amar Al Hasheni U Bayis Ze. Let's say, and you said, and this house. The second house, it's a suffix if you designate it or not. Therefore, you can't read there. Now, what's the suffix? What could he possibly have meant by saying, "U bayis zeh"? Says the Mishnah Berura, "Suffix im hizmina de shemar tzanei l'sayim de bayis zehia l'tashmisher ba'alma." Maybe he meant to say this house should be a bathroom. "U bayis zeh" will be my coffee room. And what happened? Ela Shapasak, he got interrupted. Oy Nimlach, or he changed his mind. Vloisiyim Devarav. Now that's very interesting. Why does his words have to be clear? The Dershu explains the reason why Diburai needs to be.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.